History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Wanted to talk some more Royals baseball. Our guy Josh Vernier wanted to call in the show, our Royals insider. He heard us talking about Nicky Lopez being traded to the Atlanta Braves for Taylor Hearn. Hopefully not the last move the Royals make before tomorrow's 5 o'clock deadline. But Vern, you disagreed with what we were saying there when it comes to maybe the logic behind this Nicky Lopez trade.
Well, I just hear a lot of talking in circles. We ask for them to be transactional, and then when they make a move, there's just endless disagreement. The two things that stuck out to me, number one, I've heard many people, Cody, yourself included, say, man, if you would have gotten a 14-year-old that didn't work out, I'd be happy. Why would the Braves or any team in Major League Baseball part with a 14-year-old, a 16-year-old, an 18-year-old, a 21-year-old for the services of Nicky Lopez? I'm yet to hear someone explain that to me. And then the point that you make about show me a good team that makes this move. See, that's the problem. The Royals are not a good team. They have so many players that have only known losing for the last 5, 6, 7 years. They need a complete overhaul, right? Right. This is an evaluation season. And so far, 107 games into the season, the evaluation is you got about 3 or 4 good players. So if that's the case, you're not a good team, and you need to overhaul this entire thing top to bottom and build from the minor leagues up. That started last year, in my opinion, at the trade deadline and needs to continue into this offseason and really needs to happen in a big way this offseason. Some big names need to be moved this offseason. But as far as Nicky Lopez is concerned, I'm just so very confused at how he's viewed by Royals fans and at times the both of you.
Look, I don't think he's an overly valuable player. He can't hit, and I'm not going to try to pretend like he can. He is still somehow on a bad team, fifth or sixth in WAR on the team.
Okay, but that they're one of the worst teams in American League Baseball history. We're talking about him being fifth on Baseball Reference WAR, keeping in mind that Brad Keller's top 10 in Baseball Reference WAR for the 2023 Kansas City Royals. Dairon Blanco is top 10 in Baseball Reference WAR. Don't use that as a statistic because all it does is show just how freaking crappy this team is.
I guess what bugs me probably the most, Vern, and that's more than fair. What you're saying is more than fair, and I certainly wouldn't argue that. And saying, hey, find me a team that would have given you a 20-year-old, and I probably would have had a different conversation with it is, like, what is the actual upside in Hearn? Like, it just seems so weird to trade out one player who's never succeeded at the big league level consistently for another player who's never succeeded, but they have less,
A beating heart. It's a beating heart. Instead of nothing, you got a beating heart for Nicky Lopez. You were going to, in my opinion, non-tender him in about 2 months and get nothing for him. You're not getting a 16 and 18-year-old because teams say, we know you're about to get rid of a $5 million utility infielder who's going to play. Charlie Culberson's the guy that he's taken his spot. The Braves are paying their Christian Colon $5 million to come in as a defensive replacement. I just don't think you could have gotten more than Hearn. Now, I'm not saying Hearn is going to succeed, but I'd like to see him fail before I call him a failure.
Yeah, so to me, I'm viewing it as not they traded for Tyler Hearn. Like it was a little bit of what you're saying, which is that it's someone that's not playing for this organization right now all that much, and Nicky Lopez. And how much of this was just a salary dump? Because that's how I view it. That's how I'm viewing the trade, not that I actually think they got something back.
I understand, and yes, that's a good place to start. But as a Royals fan, I hear salary dump.
I know.
And that makes you angry, and it should make you angry. You better not dump salary with Salvi. Don't take a salary dump when it comes to Barlow with Lyles. Get what they're worth in return. I understand that. But the only way I'm going to pay a guy like Nicky Lopez $4 million, $5 million next season, which, again, it's John Sherman's money. Put a better product on the field. Nicky Lopez, being one of those 26 players, makes you a better team. I'm not going to argue that. I like him as the utility guy for this team in 2024, unless he's sick and tired of the utility role. The previous coaching staff did not vibe with Nicky Lopez. He didn't like the way that he was being utilized under the previous coaching staff, and his playing time has diminished even more under this new coaching staff. The Royals gave him an opportunity in 2019 and 2021 and in 2022. And for some reason, he's always thought he deserved more at the big league level. So I hope he finds it elsewhere. Yes, you can view it as a salary dump, but you also need to acknowledge the only way keeping that salary around works is if he is either producing or a positive impact on that clubhouse, as it is all in on what this team is trying to do. And for reasons you guys discussed earlier, he's not all in because, again, he thinks he's an everyday player at the big league level, despite what his statistics in his career say.
It seems concerning to me because, like, Nicky came into the league. He was, like, the top rail guy. Everyone was so happy
with
how much he just loved baseball and wanted to be around it and was in the clubhouse. Everybody loved the guy. I'm surprised to find out the Royals would have taken the heart out of that. You know, like, that's worrisome.
Cody, I mean, could you have ever imagined Whit Merrifield into a microphone telling people I'd get the shot if we were a good team? No, I never would expect Whit Merrifield. But that's what losing every single day, year after year, does to a guy.
I think the only last part that I see a lot of people having issue with, Vern, is just that the pitcher the Royals got back, if they really liked him so much, what would you respond when he was available a week ago?
Yeah, okay. But then you're losing Nicky Lopez for nothing.
I mean, I'm losing for the same thing. Hearn's here and Nicky's gone. I don't know that I'm hurt either way.
Yeah,
and at least I
give
myself a chance to get another Hearn, I guess, from a different team, right?
Yeah. Look, to me, Thomas O'Hearn or, you know, whatever his name is.
Yeah.
I mean, even talking with JJ, I'm pretty sure he called him O'Hearn when I spoke with him yesterday. No, I understand that, but it's either, lose Nicky Lopez for nothing or you get a beating heart for him. Let's hope this Hearn can do something, but just this this thought that seems to be permeating that Nicky Lopez had more value than they still beating hearts out on the open market is what has me floored.
So then am I overvaluing Scott Barlow too, though? Because I'm like, man, I'm seeing the Braves want back in bullpen help. The deadline's tomorrow, at 5 o'clock or so. To me, he needs to be moved.
I agree he needs to be moved, but I don't think you're going to get anything close to what you got for Aroldis Chapman for Scott Barlow. Barlow, if you go back and look at what he's done over the past 2 months, seems to really be not afraid to throw his fastball, but he sure is throwing it a lot less. Opponents are sitting on the breaking ball and obviously doing the damage that we're seeing. This is a guy that's going to be making $8 million next year to be some team's seventh inning guy. The Royals don't have much leverage right now when it comes to Barlow. Again, I'll reiterate, their best trade asset, in my opinion, is Ryan Yarbrough right now, with Carlos Hernandez a close second.
Josh Vernier, Royals insider, unexpected call in. We appreciate it, man. We'll check in with you a little bit later on this week.
Thanks for letting me come on, guys. Thank you.
There you go. That's Josh Vernier, our Royals insider.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.